Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is Professor Gregory Stevens. Stevens is your name?
Yes, sir.
Is that, okay.
Yes, sir. Is today.
Gregory, born of God, Stephen.
I'll take it.
Okay,
yes, sir.
That's good. And we are having a good time. This is a word study. Oh, first of all, I was impressed to do this. You know, this is Eagle Mountain International Church. So that's the name of the lake. Mm-hmm. And if I could show you where the Indians back, the Comanche that lived here, called it Eagle Mountain. But now there's a lake there. There wasn't anything but a small river there at the time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is my backyard. This is actually it, looking out at the lake. Now, Gloria is the one that designed that. She did it all.
Yeah.
I just stood around and watched
all of that.
And so that's actually the thing. This is a dream. Greg, I've had this dream ever since those goofy pictures of up there. Isn't technology just delicious? That's actually right out behind my kitchen there.
Beautiful flowers.
Can sit out on the deck and watch the powers and watch the boats go by.
I just saw some bumblebees flying over on the flowers.
That's
what they do.
Do you know it's impossible for a bumblebee to fly?
Their body's too big.
Yeah, aeronautically they can't fly, but the bee doesn't know it. So he just does it anyway.
Amen.
His center of gravity is terrible, and his wings are too small, but he just goes on like he knew better. Oh, Lord, Amen. You are so marvelous.
Yes.
And we thank you today, your word, magnificent, marvelous, and we thank you today for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Greg, let's go back over that in Numbers again.
Yep.
Now, we talked about yesterday, this is a Shemitah year. So, there's chaos in a Shemitah year. There's great blessing in a Shemitah year. But we have to choose.
That's it.
So, I take the blessing side. And I'm reminded now of Deuteronomy 30:19, mm-hmm. where God said, "Behold, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life,
mm-hmm.
that you and your seed after you may live, that you may love the Lord thy God." Choose life.
He gave you the answer to the test.
Yes,
you'd be like me being at Kenneth Copeland Bible College and saying, "Now this is the test, Mark. Here's the answer. Yeah. Choose the right answer."
Choose the right answer. Then Jesus fulfilled that.
Absolutely, to the letter.
Yeah, he said, "My words are life. The flesh profits nothing,
mm-hmm.
but my words are life." Praise God. Yeah.
Numbers, where are we going?
Let's go 16? To Numbers, the 16th chapter. Now, we're going to stand on this. And all of you watching out there, we're standing on this. This is a worldwide thing, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
Yes, sir.
"And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed." It was stopped.
Amen.
Now, back up to the 46th verse. "Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer, put the fire therein from off the altar." So now this is a covenant thing right here. "And put on incense, go quickly unto the congregation, make an atonement for them." Well, that's the blood of Jesus in the second covenant.
Sir.
"For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran, he ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on incense, made an atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed."
It's exactly what
we believe. God, this Shemitah year, this COVID mess, yes, and all of the chaos that's caused by it is over.
Yes, sir.
It's finished.
Yes, sir. Let me explain to you what a Shemitah year is, because a lot of people, what do they keep talking about? Well, we're talking about, it's a Jewish word. There are cycles and times. I showed you that in prophecy, how they see things yesterday. They're central to the Bible. They're central to Jewish life. A little less known by most people is central to Jewish life is this time called a Shemitah. It literally means, the literal word means the year of release. It's the year that something's released that's in our hand. It's widely known as a sabbatical year. It's a Sabbath year. It's the seventh year. On the seventh day, somebody said, I told a rabbi one day, he asked me, he says, what did God make on the Sabbath day? And I said, nothing. He goes, you're wrong. And I, yes, sir, okay, I'm wrong. How am I wrong? He said, he made rest by his own life. You're going to do what I do now.
Nobody knew anything about that till he said it.
Nobody knew anything about rest till he did it.
And one day is just no different than another until he introduced it.
He introduced it.
So people worked themselves to death.
Right.
Literally.
So an ancient biblical mandate, this was not a suggestion, and I'll show it to you. Matter of fact, let's go to Exodus 23. It's a God-ordained year of rest for the land. It was in the land of Israel every 7 years. In this Sabbath rest for the land, it's not to be sown, cultivated, or harvested. Now, why would God make a Sabbath for the land? Because he made Adam steward of all the earth and the land. He didn't take that away from us.
No, no.
We still have that responsibility. Like that garden back there, planted, cultivated, taken care of. Here's where the instructions come. Exodus 23, verse 10, and 6 years thou shalt sow thy land, and thou shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beast of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with the vineyard and with thy olive yard. So,
6 days shall you do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and that the son of thy handmaid and a stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of other God. Don't you be talking that.
No, don't do it.
Don't be doing
now,
that.
Now, every time Israel failed to do this, they got in trouble. And they did. The judgment came when they would not do it.
Now, let's go along here. Okay. There's something huge in this chapter that has to do with us. So, you go on down, feasts of harvest, first fruits and labors, and then so forth, so on, and behold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he says, look, look, mm-hmm, he said, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way.
That's right.
That's the way Joseph, Mary, and Jesus were led. It was an angel.
Absolutely true.
It was an angel that brought that word to them.
And he woke him up and then went with them.
And then got him up in the night, and then he led them. That angel led and guided them. And I present unto you that it's this angel right here.
I believe it.
Because, now look at this. I send an angel. Now, this is promise. I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and bring thee unto the place where I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. And if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. Now, I'm going to show you why it is not good to take one or two scriptures out and quote it and go on again and again and again and again, and really not know what it says, because this 25th verse doesn't make sense. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. And people say, well, no, Greg, it doesn't say that. It says, And you shall serve the Lord your God and bless your bread, and I will bless. No, it didn't say that. That angel was responsible for seeing to it that the bread and water was good.
That's right. That's right. He's there protecting them.
Yes.
It's all connected in here.
Now, you go over into the book of Hebrews, the blood covenant book that explains the difference between the blood of animals and the blood of Jesus and the everlasting covenant in whom and in which we live.
Right. I call Hebrews better.
Well, yeah.
Because everything in that book is better than Moses, better than angels, better. I mean, it's better.
So, he promised that. Mm. We go to the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, the 14th verse, talking about angels. My angels shall go before you. They only had one.
Oh, praise God.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that are the heirs of salvation?
Yes, sir.
Greg, I am so totally convinced that on the day of Pentecost, that loud roaring noise as a rushing mighty wind, I think you could have heard that anywhere on this planet. All of those angels, it's no longer Jacob's ladder. They weren't coming on assignment and going back and forth. They all, who knows how many? Every child born has one.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Jesus said so.
Yes, he did.
And all of those angels and the Spirit of the living God just permeating this entire planet at one time.
They were allowed to be here again.
Yes.
They were not allowed to be here before. This is why there was angels outside of Eden guarding the way.
Yes.
Back. And this angel's guarding the way, taking them on the way to Egypt and back and protecting them. You know how they paid for that trip and their whole time down there? What the Magi brought them.
Yes, the gold. And the frankincense.
Yes, sir.
The frankincense was a very costly perfume, worth in some cases, in some places, more than gold.
Used by the priests in the temple.
All three of those gifts were very, very expensive, extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They were gifts from kings.
Absolutely.
They brought the absolute best that was available.
And Brother Copeland, they didn't just bring a little jar of perfume. No. They loaded them up because it wasn't just three guys on camels.
No.
A whole, if you know anything of the military history between where they came from and what was happening, Herod, this is why Herod was terrified of them. And the Romans, too. This was the Assyrians. This is coming from the east. And they didn't come with just three guys. They brought a whole team of people.
That's a composite because there was three different gifts. So and they were anywhere near that manger because he was at least 2 years old, the young child in the house. So and this was a caravan of people.
Yeah, it was.
Soldiers.
So they anointed this little child when he came into the earth. We're about to celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection. And they anointed him at the end. See, God intended a Shemitah year to be a blessing for his people. But Israel turned away from it, this is where all these warnings, don't provoke that angel.
Yeah.
When they turned away from it, God, from observing those commandments, it manifested judgment. The choice was theirs. When they failed to do it, they got in trouble. When they did it, they were blessed. Let me show you the other place this is mentioned, Leviticus chapter 25, if you could. Leviticus 25, beginning with verse 1. It says, the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, see, God's speaking here. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land, which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, and a Sabbath for the Lord. It's His. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. Kind of reminds me of Joseph with 7 years of good and 7 years of bad. It's not the exact same thing, but seven is a significant thing with the Father.
Boy, it's coming right to the Jubilee.
Yeah, it is.
It's coming. It's headed right for it. And if you go, and the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for the land, for your servant, for the maid, for their hired servant, for the stranger that sojourns with you, and for your cattle and the beasts that are in your land shall increase thereof, but be meat. And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, seven times 7 years, and the space of seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then, the 50th year, thou shalt call the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land, and you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It'll be a Jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man to his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family.
So every 7th year was a mini Jubilee.
Yes.
But then after seven of those was the big one, the big Jubilee. That's what Jesus spoke about in Nazareth that day. Now, when they didn't do it, God kept record of it. Matter of fact, they will go into captivity for the number of years they didn't let this happen.
Now, that blessed me and surprised me when I found that out.
It is amazing.
It all correlates to those same times. And they came out for those same amount of years. Mm-hmm. So that they don't be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Judgment is the mercy of God. He takes you from over here. You did it wrong, but He has to get you out of this area here and put you over here and keep you over here.
He let the land rest.
And let the land rest and then put you back over there on it.
I had a neighbor say to me just recently, why are you always mowing your yard? You are the mowingest guy. The guy who lived here before didn't mow the yard this much. And my answer to him was, I just blurted out. He looked at me like I was crazy. I said, this is the Lord's yard.
Yeah.
And I'm the steward of it. I realized that it belongs to Him. Now, people say, well, this is for Israel. We're in America. This doesn't apply to us. America was intentionally and specifically founded and formed after the pattern of Israel by our founding fathers. Let me show you something. You'll learn something here. They made a covenant with God at Plymouth.
Yes,
our first president made a covenant of God with Him that we'll be your people, you'll be our God. We had an exodus from Europe. They didn't want anything to be with Europe. And ironically, ancient Israel, many today, want to return back to Europe. They wanted to return all the time. And we still have that today. The Plymouth Colony instituted the Ten Commandments as part of their law of the Plymouth Colony. We named mountains and cities and towns after Israeli places. You know, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, all these different places. We took the names of these places. I've got a graph I want to show you on the screen here. I don't think I have it out here. I don't have it out here. The name, the seal of some of our founding universities of this country.
Oh, yeah. You talked about Yale.
Yale University has a Hebrew words on their seal that come from the breastplate of the high priest, Urim Vitunim. It's what's written on their seal is what's written on the high priest's breastplate, Brother Copeland. That was the University of Yale. Columbia University has the sacred name in it. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is on the seal of Columbia University.
Praise God.
Dartmouth College is another one, has the name of God Almighty. In Hebrew, on Dartmouth College seal, it says El Shaddai right on it. Now, don't tell me we didn't make covenant like Israel did and we're not under this. So maybe Shemitah applies to us as well, since we founded ourselves.
There's no question
on that pattern.
I believe that it applies to any Christian. And it applies whether they know it or not.
Right.
And but without any understanding, Well, I don't know why everything is just so bad and so terrible and so bad. Well, it'd be interesting to look up the time and the year in Wuhan when China developed that synthetic virus. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not making this up. You can look for it yourself. The Jewish doctor that treated President Trump and just had him turned around
in days.
He wanted out of there so bad because he was healed. And I'm quoting him. He said, "This is a synthetic virus, meaning it was designed to do what it does." And I could go into other things like that. Why isn't anybody doing any autopsies of the lungs? Why has it been so chaotic? Well,
there you go.
There you have it. And it was all feeding up in towards this Shemitah year.
Right.
And it's time to go away.
It is time to get away. At the end of a Shemitah year, debts are forgiven. At the end of the year, debts are forgiven. Rabbi Kahn, in his research of this, discovered that every major financial collapse or stock
that's
market
huge.
Crash in America happened on a Shemitah year.
Now, that's number, page 5?
Right here on Tuesday.
I'm going to get that book out and read it again.
Well, I have it. I'll bring it in for you. Every major financial collapse or stock market crash in America occurred during a Shemitah year. According to his calculations, each of the 5 major financial collapses that occurred in the last 40 years happened in Shemitah. 1973. Well, another thing happened in 1973. Roe v. Wade happened in 1973.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
So, 73, 1980, 1987, the year 2000, 2001, 2007, 2008.
But look at that one. The Great Depression of 1929 also began in a Shemitah year, as did the major crash of 1937 and 38.
They all hit on the same year. Why? Because that's the judgment that's happening for not keeping it. But it doesn't have to be the judgment on our house.
That's right.
We don't have to participate in that when we know what this is and how to...
Now, I just missed that. Because I was born in 1936.
Mm-hmm. So you were right prior to that.
Yes.
So this judgment happens because people don't keep that Sabbath.
Now, then people give President Roosevelt the credit for stopping the Depression. He didn't. Mm. World War II stopped.
World War II did it. That's correct.
And up until 1941, it had not rained in the panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma for 7 years.
There you go. There you go. The Dust Bowl.
And that land rested.
Absolutely.
Because you couldn't farm it anymore. Now, listen how God stopped that. They had just plowed up Kansas, Oklahoma and Texas because it was so fertile in up there, but
they abused it,
and Congress wouldn't pay any attention to it until they had a dust storm that just and that I don't know that they ever had one before or since. They had a sandstorm that was just darkened Washington D.C. And the government decided, maybe we better do something about conservation. Well, if they'd have listened to God, they wouldn't have had it in the first
place.
That's
absolutely right.
But they didn't know.
Absolutely right. So those who are in personal covenant relationship with the Father, with Adonai, through Jesus, our Messiah, you've got nothing to fear.
That's it. Mm.
But those who get to know the Lord, the coming days are going to be a time of judgment if we're not careful. And I'm grateful that I'm in that covenant relation. Okay, tomorrow, if you'll allow me, I'll break the numbers down for you on what this year is, and we'll look at some past years.
If I will allow you?
From a biblical perspective.
I'll run you out of here if you don't.
Okay. Amen. Well, I'll do it then.
We'll do it. Oh, I can hardly wait. Can you? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, this has been wonderful. Tomorrow we'll do this. And I want to tell you something. I thank you today. I just get really excited about this kind of thing. It's good. And we'll be back in a few moments. Yeah. Praise God. Glory.
Now is the time to get your life in order and become all that God has in His heart for you to do and be. When you rest in Him, He goes to work in and for you. Faith in God's love is how you can reset and get into shape, developing to your full potential to be able to stand in the face of anything that may be ahead in life. In the audio series, Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Kenneth Copeland takes you deep into the understanding of God's plan for every person. Discover God's handbook for living, and the author who is on call 24/7 to help you, and develop a plan to build up the most important part of yourself, your spirit man. Your soul and body will line up with the Word of God as you develop your spirit. There is much more to you than meets the eye, and your true self, the person God designed you to be, can be developed to fulfill your whole potential. From the beginning right up to this moment, God has had in His heart for His people to be complete and whole, lacking nothing, spirit, soul, and body. Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body is an excellent study by Kenneth Copeland to help you become the person God designed you to be. This foundational teaching is available on MP3 disc, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Before we go today, I want to remind you, you can get these same notes. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We've had a great time in the Word today. You know what we're going to do. And we'll just put it this way. God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Praise God forevermore. Glory be to Jesus.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.